You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode. I want to open up by saying, we've discussed this on multiple different occasions about hope, faith, religion, spirituality, Christianity, and we've for the longest had these conversations, and I must say, you have definitely got me together on the scripture. You may held me accountable to the word. You held me accountable not to get caught up into the fad of what was going on presently. But I can tell you right now, our generation, especially my age and definitely younger, struggle with what's the difference between religion and Christianity?
Definitely.
The true meaning of Christianity.
The true meaning of Christianity is when somebody have accepted Christ into their life, and the scripture said that you will receive his spirit to guide you into all truth, and you stand on the word of God.
Okay.
And so, as religion, James 1:27 say that pure religion and undefiled religion is taking care of the fatherless, the widows, and the orphans. That's pure and undefiled religion. Now, after that, that's what the Bible says. Now, after that, you have to search the word to find your religion or any religion you consider and look and see if it's there.
Right. Okay, so religion is pretty much an act.
Yeah.
It's an act.
Religion
an act of duty.
Religion is rules and regulation. Christianity is done. Religion is work. Christianity, Christ has done the work.
Ah, okay, okay.
We enter not into his rest because of unbelief. You see, when you believe, you have the helmet of salvation on. Nobody can convince you you're not saved because you believe on the one who did the saving.
Okay, now, okay, it brings me to a topic that I had, and I'm going to jump around because you know how my mind works, you know.
No,
I think I may have ADD or ABCDEFG, something. Anyway, maybe not, but anyway, they labeling it these days. Back in the day, they didn't label it. What would you say to someone who certainly had an issue with Christianity? Because they put Christianity and religion together. Like, correct. For instance, you have some that I'm not saved. I don't believe in anything. But yet, I was raised in the church.
Well, and most likely they learn church. You see, they learn when to get up, when to sit down, with it. Listen to the man with the microphone yelling at you, but that's not the source. You always have purpose and source. So what is the source? Christianity's source is Christ. Religion source is whatever you gather in that box and whatever the guy, like I say, with the microphone yelling at you.
Oh, that's, I like that. Christianity is the source.
Yeah.
And religion is what?
Religion is whatever they do when they gather in the box. Most of the time, listening to a man that yelling at him in the microphone.
Okay, and this is a question that was asked, or something that was referred to on the first part. Do you have to go to church to be saved, to be considered a Christian?
Well, the Bible say that when we are Christian, we become the church. So if I become the church, how can I go to church? The church is where I am.
Okay.
You see, that's what the Holy Spirit places you into the body, which is the church. Christ said, I will build my church. So what did he build it on? The foundation of the apostle, with him the chief cornerstone, and everybody that believe what they believe is added unto the building of the church.
Okay, so are you saying that we don't have to go to a building with other believers?
If you want to be with other believers. But what I'm saying is this, are the other believers? You see, how can two agree, you know, well, how can two walk together if they don't agree?
Okay, you see, so you saying that I can be a Christian and all by myself, and I can become stronger by being with myself and by myself?
No.
What are you saying?
I say with the word of God you can.
Okay.
Because the word of God is not going to lead you into lies.
So with my Bible, I can be by myself, day in and day out, And become a stronger believer.
No. If you believe, okay, mm-hmm. you got it right. You could become a stronger believer. You can walk with God. You're equipped to be a soldier. Helmet of salvation, you see. Mm-hmm. Nobody can convince you. Christ died for your sin. So if he died for your sin, you have it.
Right, okay, but I think a lot of people would get lost in the fact that they can be a believer and not have to fellowship. You get what I'm saying? And I think, I personally, and it's kind of where we differ a little bit, I personally think it's important for you to connect with other people, like-minded believers, because you can't fellowship by yourself.
Okay, and how many take the fellowship?
Two or more.
Okay, so if I find two people that we search the scriptures daily, as the Bereans did, mm-hmm. to find out if the man up front is telling the truth. If I find two or three people, I'm good then.
Right.
Yeah. We'll see that.
Okay, well, that's the point I was trying to make, because the way you initially said it, I was under the impression, like, hold up. Yeah. You mean to tell me I can take my Bible, go into my house, and don't ever have to come out, and me and my beliefs will get stronger and stronger, and that's good enough, and I just...
I'm saying that because there's going to come a time when I can't go to the box. There's going to come a time when I can't do be with that, see? But Christ's going to be with me always.
Okay.
You see? And when I die, I'm going to be with him. Mm-hmm. You see, too many times I've seen loved ones die, spent their life in church, but as they got older, they put in nursing homes.
Right.
The church had nothing to do with
it. Yeah, that's powerful right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to take it back to the beginning, what caused you to finally open up your heart to allow God in to become a better believer?
I heard the truth.
Mm-hmm. First, take me to that time, that place when you heard the truth and your eyes were open.
Because I was strong in church, mm-hmm. deacon and everything, and then I heard this scripture: when praises go up, blessings come down. And I heard it at different churches, and I went search the scriptures, and I couldn't find it. The closest I found was "Praise Him, which all blessings flow." But it's not the same thing, you see. And then I say, well, let's see what else. And then I looked for my church in the Bible where they had churches at, and I didn't see there, you see. So then I knew, we found out what the church was, and then I found out the truth. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, 1 through 3, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
You see, more brethren I deliver unto you the gospel. Now see, that word been placed on a lot of things.
The gospel.
Yeah, but Paul said, I deliver unto you the gospel, which you have believed, where you stand on, where you say, how Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
To prove he was died, he was buried, and rose on the third day according to the scriptures.
Okay.
So if I'm with him, I'm good.
So the day that you heard the scripture, when blessings when praises go up, blessings come down, you search the scripture.
Yeah.
In between you searching the scriptures and finding out the truth, what was your next move?
Well, my next move was continue as it was, and then arrows start hit my ears. Stuff I heard before, but now the arrow was hitting me, slapping me upside the head.
So God began to reveal more and more to you.
Because the Holy Spirit going to let you say, that's not of God.
Right.
Somebody jumping up, touching the seat, that's not of God.
Right. Turn around three times.
Well, I call that Simon say mind control thing, which a lot of ignorant people.
Oh, Lord.
Look left, look right, tell your neighbor you love them. That's unlearned people that, and you don't see that in the Bible.
Right.
And what I mentioned, purpose and source. Mm-hmm. If I got the word of God, let me go see. Let me find my quote-unquote religion in there. Let me find my denomination in there. Let me find my pastor in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you could come up with it, fine.
Right.
But the truth, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
So if Jesus is the way, I might follow him.
Okay.
Because it's going to lead me to the truth.
Right.
And it's going to let me live the life. Mm-hmm. You see, my life is in Christ. And to die is gain. You see?
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite scriptures, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know I was going to say that earlier when you were saying it, huh?
Yeah.
I listen, I pay attention, I read.
Yeah, well, and that's what the Word of God it's important to be rightfully divided. Mm-hmm. If it's not right to be divided, you treat it like gumbo. You see? Mm-hmm. Jesus was leaving. In John 14, he was leaving. And the disciples were dismayed. What are we going to do now? Mm-hmm. I think Thomas asked him, what is the way? And he said, Thomas, you know the way. Mm-hmm. He said, no, we don't know the way. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. And then in that same chapter, he said that he's going to give him something, the Holy Spirit, that's going to lead you into all truth.
So the Holy Spirit, let's talk about the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit?
Again, source and purpose. Mm-hmm. The sources come from God. Jesus just could have been at one place at one time. He said he's going to pray to the Father, and the Father's going to send the Holy Spirit. And he's going to be your comforter. He's going to be with you all the time. And he's not going to say anything of himself. Mm-hmm. He's going to lead you into all truth. Mostly identifying that that's not of God.
So is the Holy Spirit a conscience? Is that
the what Holy you consider Spirit the Holy is Spirit? A person. Mm-hmm. He will lead you. He will teach you. He will guide you.
And how would you know if you have the Holy Spirit?
If you believe.
Okay.
Because one thing, it's not going to lead you into lies.
Okay.
It's not going to say the word of God is a lie.
Right.
You see what they do in the box that they go in. They let everything. But the word say this. Oh, don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm. The world say don't worry about it, but the Holy Spirit's like, no.
Key word, first lady. All that saying is that you got a second lady. That's all they're saying. Right. That's buzzwords, you know.
Oh, y'all, Lord.
See, what I'm saying is this. The truth gonna stand.
Right.
The truth gonna stand. Now, if you don't ask any question, you pray, sit, jump, the Simon Say thing.
Right, right. Okay, what would you say to someone that has been raised in the church, however, they've been hurt by the church? What would be your advice to them? But before you answer, consider, I have quite a bit of friends that have been hurt by the church growing up, and they don't know what to believe. So they say, oh, I'm spiritual. I don't go to church. I mean,
what would you say? Source and purpose. Find out what the church actually is.
What if they're having any desire because of the hurt?
Well, what I'm saying is this. The church, a church hurt them. Mm-hmm. Not the church didn't hurt them.
Oh, that's good.
If you find out what the church is, mm-hmm. you find out that if you really are part of the church, that is you.
Right.
You see, and you walk it. Look, no pastor not going to die for you. We just say, 1 Corinthians, verse 10. I beseech you, brethren, that we all speak the same thing, that there be no division among us. Mm-hmm. There won't be this one, that one, that one. Some say, I'm a Paul. Some say I'm of Apollos. Some say I'm of Cephas. You see, did Paul die for you? Now the question they got to ask, is Christ divided?
Christ is not, is that a question?
That's the question that was asked.
Growing up, and I'm like, is that a question that's rhetorical right
that's
now?
That's the question anybody should ask. Is Christ divided? Because I see this church on this corner and that church on that corner.
Oh, so man who's call themselves the shepherd of the church divides the church, the people.
You see, scripture say, if a man desire the office, we all have been called. Those of us who will believe, we are called. Mm-hmm. And now, if a man desire the office, he desire good work.
Right.
That's looking out for the sheep. Mm-hmm. That's teaching the sheep. Mm-hmm. That's serving the sheep. A shepherd, sheep don't bring shepherd water. The shepherd look out for them.
Ah.
You see?
That's good.
Now, if one of his sheep is gone, he's supposed to go out and look.
Gotcha.
You know?
Okay. What would you say, what's your take on once saved, always saved? Because growing up, I'm going to be honest, it was kind of beating our head that you can lose your salvation. What's your take on that?
what my take or what the Bible take on it. You see, because I can only say what the word says.
Tell me what the word says about that.
The word actually say, if you believe on him, that you'll save. Mm-hmm. You see? Now, what you gonna do? Quit believing? You see? In other words, all I have for anybody is that Christ died for their sins. That the only separation that was between man and God, the sin. Mm-hmm. Christ took that away. And now we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. Mm-hmm. That no matter who you are, what you are, or how you are, this man died for you. Mm-hmm. And if you believe that, you're going to be with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's good news.
That is great news.
That's the gospel. Right. Gospel means good news.
Right. Okay. So what would you say to those who say, listen, a man wrote the Bible, I don't believe in that stuff.
Okay.
Because this was another thing that was brought up on part one of, you know, hope, faith, religion.
Okay. First of all, let me get back to the other subject.
Okay.
Because people be thinking save above behavior. Mm. If it's above behavior,
none of us will make it. Okay. None of us will make it. Gotcha.
Flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
You follow me for 14 and a half seconds, you got me.
Yeah.
I'm guilty.
I knew I was guilty.
That's why I depend on Christ.
Gotcha.
You know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's my judge. Flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom. Mm-hmm. He's saving the spirit man that he give you.
Mm-hmm.
And where you are, that way you're going to be. Now, getting to the point about the Bible, right? Writing of the Bible. So, Isaiah was written before Luke.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Old Testament scriptures, prophecy, come alive in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. Just to show you that these men was inspired by God.
Okay.
A man not going to write, a man don't deserve two wives. The Spirit going to say that. Mm-hmm. man, you know, and that's what, now, that's where faith and belief come in.
Now, say that again. A man wouldn't write. Uh-huh.
A man could have just one wife.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, you know, Abraham had more than one. You know, if you go to Sodom, and had more than one.
Mm-hmm.
See, that physical, that's king stuff and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when we get to truth, you either gonna love one or hate the other, you see?
Right.
And so, see, man ain't gonna never write, hey, nah, I want two wives.
Right. Like, and that's what a lot of people hinge on right now. Not to get off subject because mm-hmm. I want to definitely finish it. But a lot of our society and our culture hinge on that. Like, oh well, the way it was in Africa, the way it was in Egypt, or the way it was in, and they had multiple wives when.
Yeah, well, because women didn't own anything, and women was property.
Mm-hmm.
A man's dollar was the only way a dollar is valuable to a man is that she was a virgin.
So before Christ, this is the way.
Mm-hmm.
This was the way it was.
Yeah, this is the way it was because different society and now in the Jewish custom, it was that if a man and woman is married and her sister lose her husband, they take the property, so the sister had nowhere to go.
But with her sister's husband.
And the sister asked her husband, could she stay there, and she'll become the husband whore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see, a whore is a woman that show affection to any male besides the husband. Well, that's what.
Oh yeah, clutch my purse.
Well, I'm just telling you the truth. And that's why you see in the scripture that this whore had they had the baby and two whores had the baby and they brought it to Solomon.
Right.
See, it wasn't like they was out on the screen or anything. Right. It's just that there wasn't a wife.
Got it. Okay, so. Back to those who says, well, you know what? This was another thing that was talked about in the first part. I'm a God. Why do I need to, you know, I believe in God, but, you know, God created us to be our own gods. What would be your response to that?
The scriptures say we are sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe on the Son.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because he's not going to cast out those that are his. Now. That don't give me liberty to say I'm this or that. That's why I put my faith in myself then. You see, mm-hmm. I'm a God. I put my faith in myself. You see, I told you faith has to have an object. Now, if you put it in Christ, is well done. It grows. You see, anywhere, anything else, I put in past a religion denomination, you just might as well in the track. Many gonna come in a day and say, Lord, Lord, didn't
I? Right.
And the problem is, you work with iniquities.
So for those who walk around calling themselves a God.
Well, a lot of men have done that.
Right.
You know, Roman culture was that if they build enough statues of me, they'll consider me a God and I'll live on forever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think especially in our culture today, it's like one of the most popular things. I call myself, you know, I'm a God, even though God is the head. But
yeah.
And we like to kind of water down God to being a watered down. And what I mean watered down God is saying, you know, God as if he doesn't.
You know what was the difference in the Hebrew and Israelite nation?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one God that they had. See, other Gentiles had different gods, many gods. Janus, the Roman god who looked forward and back, January. All these astrologies, all these months and stuff, moon days, and you know, that's Monday and stuff like that. That all come from pagan gods and stuff like that because everybody had a bunch of gods. That's why Jesus went to his own. Because they knew in through the writings that he was going to come. You see, Isaiah wrote that a forerunner was going to come. In Malachi, he say, I'm going to send my forerunner. And then in Matthew, then come John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, a forerunner for Jesus.
Right.
So these men wrote these things at different times, and it came, you know.
Came to pass, yeah. All right. This is kind of like one of the final questions. For those who struggle with believing in Jesus because, like, there was a time, and again, this is not a knocking any other religions, because to each his own, that's whatever you choose to, that's your thing. However, for the longest time, and the biggest argument out there with most is like, who's this Jesus? Y'all believe in Jesus? Well, why not just believe just straight to God? Why believe in Jesus? Who's this Jesus? He was a man walking around, and he was a disciple. He was a prophet.
And he was this, but Jesus is the one identifying to the true and living God.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only way back to the true and living God. You see, and it's believing on him that gets you in.
Right.
Now, not believing on him gets you out. And I don't care how good you are.
Okay,
you
and give factual proof to that.
Okay. See, nobody have a problem with the word God.
True.
Oh, bring God, right. Putting God on our money. It's this Jesus guy that they have problem with.
Right.
Why would a God let himself be killed? Because he loved the world. That was a price to pay. Starting all the way back by one man disobedient, Adam, caused sin to come into the world. Now one man obedient to the death. Innocent blood always was required for the sin. Jewish people had to bring an animal to the altar to be sacrificed for their sin and recover for a year. Now, there's no altar in no church, okay?
Right.
Jesus, he died for our sin. So, like I say, those who say there is no Jesus, fine. I mean, I can't hammer it into his head, but I tell you what, if you do believe on him, no matter who you are, how you are, you're in.
And some would say, why believe in a God if this God allows so much destruction, sin, and evil to be about in this world?
Four people on the earth. Cain killed Eve. That's 25% of the population gone. Okay, so you got to decide where evil come from. Tree of knowledge, tree of good and evil.
The tree of knowledge and the tree of what?
Tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the tree of life. They ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And, hey, wait a minute.
And we're talking about Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. They ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Hey, they're going to be like us. You see? Now, if they ate of the tree of life, that means you got the knowledge of good and evil, now you're going to eat out of the tree of life and you're going to live forever. That couldn't happen. You got to go out of God. Everything was provided by God for Adam and Eve. Everything was provided by them. Mm-hmm. But they put out. Man, hell was made for man. Man had one decision to make, what he believed on his side of the dirt. Hey, you could be bold, but I'm dead, but when I'm dead, I'm done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, if that's true, fine. But if that's not true, you see, and that's where the word hope come in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping for that day that I can't prove it to you. You know,
right.
I've been everybody I can say. My faith has been placed in him that blessed hope that when this body sees, which the word say, it's going to be one not made by hand.
But so, again, what would you say to those who say, well, why would I believe in a God that allows all of this? If they don't understand the beginning of Adam and Eve, yeah, and having Cain and Abel and Cain killing Abel, how did they
okay. Who well, tell me this. What is God's requirement to come to him?
Well, from what I've read in my studies is believing in Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins. I mean,
that's the way to be reconciled back to God,
right.
And we have been given the ministry of reconciliation.
Right.
I could tell that to anybody that'll make they gonna believe it.
That's true.
But the seed has been planted. See, it's death, then a judgment. That ain't gonna be about your deeds and life. It's gonna be on what you believe.
So again, that's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been asked that question, and I'm like, well, you know what, you know, how do you answer that question?
If you've been given the key to the door,
mm-hmm,
why go through the window? You know, the alarm gonna break, the baby's gonna see you. You see, you're coming in any other way but by the door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the way, I'm the door. I stand that every man, not just Christ died for the ungodly. Romans 5, chapter 5.
So you basically,
Christ died for the ungodly. That means all were ungodly.
Right.
That means there's one way in. Now, I can't force you to accept that way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even make you believe that way.
Right. You so see? At this point, you're saying it's not really, it'd be impossible to try to figure God out in a manner of why he allowed all these things to happen. Is that essentially what you're saying?
Oh, well, you're talking about
the
destruction, evilness,
right,
that been since Adam.
Right.
Now, prove me wrong. The flood came down.
Mm-hmm.
When the flood came down, they had pregnant women,
mm-hmm,
they had little babies, they had men, happy family, but when the flood came,
it rains on the unjust.
Just know his sons, and that's all we're saying.
Right.
So, what, that was a pleasant voice or something? I mean,
no.
That was a cruise? No.
But people want to know. Why would
okay.
I believe in a God if he allows this?
Because let me tell you this, death coming. Matter if you're 99 and sleeping in your bed, or you're 9 years and get hit by a car. That
right.
is coming.
Right.
And it's what you believe on this side, according to his word.
Yeah.
It's not me, you know, according
right,
to
yeah,
his word.
Right.
What you believe on this side, you see, because that great white throne judgment, it's going to show you where your name should have been.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to show you was a bad person or no, but no, it's going to show you never believed. Here, son, this person will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't want to receive.
But what about the babies? What about the babies that didn't even have a chance and they died?
Mm-hmm. Oh, in the flood?
Oh, no, it just died in general. Like, what about the baby right now that didn't get a chance to make that decision for themselves that God allowed to die?
God knows who's his or not. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
God knows who he is. God won't lose any of his. You see? Now, we won't. That famous preacher died, we won't put him in hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we won't put that one in hell. No, that one in hell. But it said, Jesus made this statement. Out of man born a woman, there's none greater than John the Baptist. But when we get up in heaven, there was none to open the book.
Mm-hmm.
There was none to open the book. They look in the heaven, on the earth, underneath the earth. And there was none worthy to open the book.
Right.
But the Lamb. You see, so when you put the holy one, whoever y'all holy guy is, he's not worthy enough to open the book.
Tupac, no, I'm just playing.
And he won't die. Yeah, you said that, but some people, that's their God. You know?
Right. So, I mean, I guess what I get from that, at the end of the day, you know, God knows your days, your number of your days.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows all the good and all the evil, because that's the way, you know.
That look, you can't run in around on God. You can't commit suicide and God ain't nobody.
Right.
But if you his, you in.
Okay. You and that was another thing too.
Okay.
If you commit, and I was raised to believe this, like, you know what I'm saying? If you kiss, if you go on hell, or
Paul,
if you.
Paul writes in Romans 8:38-39, for I'm persuaded.
I'm that neither fully persuaded.
Death, no life, no angels, no principality, no power, no thing seen, no thing, no height, death, any created thing could separate you from the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Christ Jesus our Lord. The love of God.
Repeat
is,
that scripture, where is it?
It's Romans 8 chapter 38 and 39 verse. Mm-hmm. He writes it up. I'm yeah. fully persuaded that neither death, when life gets too tough for a man, I can't live no more. Mm-hmm. Neither death, no life. You see, that can't separate you from God.
Right.
My whole faith and everything is on him.
Right.
You see, he ain't promised to say mother, sister, brother. He ain't say you go there and you sit, you pay, you jump, you pay, you sit, and you know, maybe, you know, he ain't tell you to do it. He tell you go out and tell people about him.
Okay.
This is the question that asks, what church you belong to, and who is your pastor? That's not in the Bible.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You ought to be telling, but you answer the question and you deny Christ.
Right.
My pastor ain't got nothing to do with what we talking.
Right.
I'm telling you about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you gonna know who my pastor was. He right. might be with some other woman. I ain't got time to talk about it. You see? Right. I mean, come on. We have been given the ministry of reconciliation if you accept
mm-hmm.
Christ. And stuff like that. And that's who you belong to, then you're a Christian.
Right. Right. I mean, I think this is a great talk, a great conversation. I'm pretty sure after y'all listen to this, you're gonna have some questions. So I'm gonna invite my pops back to kind of answer the questions that you all have.
Well, seek the answer first. Mm-hmm. Or remember, purpose and source.
Purpose and source.
Mm-hmm. Jesus built the church. If you believe it, you're baptized into the church, which mm-hmm. is the body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could worship with, worship with people that don't think the same way you do. What you doing?
What good is it for? Yeah, right.
The man yelling with a microphone and I can't ask him a question.
You know, I mean, well, that's what Bible study's for, right?
Huh?
That's what Bible study
is. People say they don't come to Bible study. So teach the Bible. Teach the Bible while you're up there yelling.
But you, I mean, okay. Everything's supposed to be decent saying all now. Y'all don't listen to it. Don't you get up and say something.
But seriously, a microphone and yelling?
Not everybody yell, Daddy. I've heard a couple ministers that they have a mic and I'm like, what
see,
they saying?
I'm bashing ministers or whatever. Don't give me that. I'm just saying common sense. Purpose and source. What is the source of the microphone?
To
expand my voice.
But you need to project to hold up. Now, hold up. You need a mic to project, especially if you have quite a few people.
Get a new sound system.
This is what him and I pastors, y'all keep y'all mic because people want to hear y'all in the back.
Yeah. But anything, always ask. Scripture, chapter and verse.
Chapter and verse.
Always find out what purpose and source.
And the source. So if you don't get nothing else from this podcast, you make sure whatever you're doing, save the unsaved, you understand the purpose of why you're doing it, and you find a source to where it's coming from.
And I will tell you this. If you want to talk about the Word of God with me, the Word of God, not no religion, not no church, I'm talking about what the Word of God say. Baptist, priest, pope, whatever, you know. I'll talk to you, buddy, and I'll leave my Bible in the car, you know. And we can go for what the Bible says.
It's definitely time to reconcile the truth. And reconcile it in love.
And
because we have a whole lost generation out there.
And we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. And mm-hmm. we reconcile people back to God with Christ.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for tuning in. I'm pretty sure we're going to have some comments, and I'm pretty sure he's going to be back. This is far outside of his comfort zone, so I do appreciate you coming on out, Daddy.
No problem.
I mean, well, thank you. Yeah,
well, I tell you that to everybody. If they want to talk to me about the Word of God, anytime, any place, in front of the congregation, in the parking lot, hey, I'm talking about the Word of God. I'm not talking about no religion.
What I heard him say, pull up on me. No, that's not it. But yeah, definitely comment below. email us at greattabletalk@gmail.com and we'll get them back on here. And if you have any ideas for any great episodes or show ideas or topics, send us an email, DM us. We're here. It's Great Table Talk, and we out.